You're listening to the teaching ministry of Houston's First Baptist Church, a relevant, biblical community. For more information, visit houstonsfirst.org.
Well, church family, it's been quite a week. We thought we had something going on with just COVID things happening, and then we end up with an ice storm, with power failures, with water failures, with on and on and on it goes. And I know it's been quite a week for you. It's been quite a week for our family as well. The first night, we stayed with my mom because she had power and we didn't. And then she ended up staying with us for a few nights because we had power and she didn't. And none of us had water for a good while. And so some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. All of us know exactly what I'm talking about with that. So it's been a challenge, even at the church. We've had pipes bust at the Loop. We've had pipes bust at Sienna. We've had pipes bust at two other ministry locations that are ours. And so we got a lot of pipes. So we knew something was going to take place. But it's been a big deal. And so even at the Sienna campus, with the pipes busting there, it flooded the preschool area. It flooded the worship center as well. We got on Facebook Live, and one of our staff members said, hey, we need some help. And wham, people started showing up. And God started moving in a great way. So whenever we have those times that are setbacks, God is also moving in us to help and to be able to move forward in a great way. So it's been a big, big week. And I am sorry for all the things that you've gone through and that I've gone through and we've gone through. It's been a challenge, but hopefully we're over the hump and we can get back to normal and get some things fixed. I know many of your homes are damaged with broken pipes, but for us to be able to say, okay, let's join together today and let's worship God and let's be encouraged today. Last week, we had Better Together Weekend. Our words were, we is greater than me. And I told you out of Philemon some great stuff. And if you remember, I got halfway through the message and we ran out of time. And I said, well, we'll just have to do that later. Here's the notes for it. We're going to do going back into Revelation. Well, we're not going to go into Revelation right now today. We're going to jump back into Philemon. If you got your Bible, I want you to turn there because I think what happened, I know what happened, is God gave me a word. I just didn't realize it was supposed to be on two weekends. I thought it was all going to be on one weekend, and it's actually on two weekends. So we are continuing to talk about better together. We is greater than me. It is a word of us coming together to be able to be unified, to encourage one another, to be able to walk through these difficult things together. So we're going to be in Philemon chapter 1. There's only one chapter. And we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. We looked at verses 4 and 5 last week. And we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. Here's what it says in Philemon. It's right before Hebrews. If it takes you a minute to find it, here's what it says. I pray that your participation in the faith may become effective through knowing every good thing that is in us. Verse 7, just two verses today. For the glory of Christ. Now, verse 7, for I have great joy and encouragement from your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. This is Paul speaking to his buddy Philemon. And in this talking to him, he's trying to encourage him. Now, we need some encouragement. I want to tell you a few things that are happening in this scripture. The first thing we get in verse 6, he says, I want you to share Christ. And as we're sharing Christ, we'll understand the great things that are going on in our heart, the great things that we have in Jesus Christ. When you share Christ, you realize Christ. When you're speaking about Christ, you realize what Christ has done in your life. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. Share Christ in these days. Talk about Jesus, not just talking about pipes, not just talking about the weather, not just talking about this, that, or the other, but being able to look for an opportunity to share about the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Now, what are the things that we should share about him? Here's what we should share. Number one, his lordship, his lordship. What do we mean by lordship? Here's what we mean, and this is really encouraging as we've been through so much. In the last 365 days, it feels like it's been 365 years. It's been a long, long walk over this past 365 days. We never would have expected COVID stuff. Now here we are with ice storm stuff. Now here we are with broken pipes. On it goes. There's always trouble, but Jesus has overcome the world. His lordship means he is over us. He is over us. So here in this verse of scripture, where it talks about here, and it says, I want you, I pray that you would be a participant in the faith and that it may become effective through knowing every good thing that is in us to the glory of Christ. Now, let me give you the NIV version, the New International Version. This is the way that I memorize this verse, and so maybe this makes it a little bit more familiar to you. Here's what it says. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. I pray that you would be active in sharing your faith. Verse 6. Let me say it one more time. I pray that you would be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. So the more active we are in sharing our faith, the more we realize what we have in Christ. What do we have in Christ? We have His Lordship. And what do we share? His Lordship, meaning this, He's over us. This is where we get to share the great news of salvation with people. Jesus Christ is above the world. He's over the world. He's over our hearts. He's holy and blameless, and we can trust Him to forgive our sins, and we can trust Him as our Savior. He's over all that. He can forgive us. His Lordship is big enough to forgive us of our sins. He is God in the flesh, Son of God, died on a cross so He can erase sins, forgive sins, take away our sins, and change our hearts. That's great about Him being the Lord over holiness and righteousness and all those things. He's Lord over our circumstances too. So it's not just in salvation, it's over our circumstances. Now here's what's happened. And this ice storm has really shown it in a different way, even more. We've already seen it with COVID, but we can see it also with this. Here's what's happening. The world is a volatile place, It can change in just, I mean, the stroke of an hour, turning over an hourglass, it can change in a snap. And we are so dependent on things that fail and things we don't understand. We are so dependent on things that fail and things we don't understand. I think it was C.S. Lewis who said, if a man only believes in what he understands, he will write his creed on the back of a postage stamp. Now here's the deal. Did you understand everything that was taking place with generators and water and electricity and all these things? I sure didn't. 2 weeks ago, if somebody would have walked up to you and you would have said, well, where do you work? And they would have said, ERCOT, you would have probably said, you know, I've only been to Orlando once. And, you know, when we were in Orlando, we actually didn't get to go to ERCOT. We went to Disney World instead. And they said, no, not Epcot, ERCOT. And you'd go, oh, what's ERCOT? Well, now we know a whole lot more than we knew. There's so many things we are so dependent upon, we do not understand, and they can fail. I'm not trying to throw rocks at ERCOT. I'm talking about the whole thing we don't understand. And things can fail. It's a broken and fallen world, and we've got to understand that we are dependent upon things we don't understand. But let me tell you what we can understand about sharing Christ and about sharing in our own heart of understanding what we have in Christ. That's what that verse is. I pray that you would be active in sharing your faith so that you would know, understand all that you have in Jesus Christ. We can understand this. He's sovereign over all things. He knows all things, and we can trust Him with that. We can trust also, and we understand that He could save our hearts for all of eternity. We could place our faith in Jesus Christ. So I want you to hear, I want to share Christ with you, that He is Lord over all things, your eternity, your home, over our society, over our world, things that we don't understand. He is Lord over all of those things. Secondly, that we would be able to share Christ in these days. Yes, sharing Christ, I want to share with you not only His Lordship, His friendship. His friendship. His Lordship is He's over us. His friendship is He's next to us. And I want you to know He is next to you as a believer in Christ. The Holy Spirit is called the Paraclete. Para meaning alongside. One who walks alongside of, that He's alongside of you is what paraclete means in Greek, that the Holy Spirit is alongside of you. Jesus in His friendship is alongside of you. He says in John 15, I call you friend. He is your friend. He is next to us. Here's what I want you to know about your friend Jesus. He knows about your pipe breaks and He knows about your heart breaks. He knows about your pipe breaks and He knows about your heart breaks. Jesus is right there with you in the midst of this storm or this getting your life back together after the storm and trying to get back to something that feels a little bit like more normal, whatever normal is nowadays. Jesus Christ is our Lord. He is sovereign over us and all the things that take place, so we surrender to Him. Jesus Christ is our friend who is not just over us, He is next to us. And when we are active in sharing our faith and when we're active of understanding who Jesus is, then we will see Him as Lord and we will see Him as friend. So I'm trying to tell you two things. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. When you're relating and connecting with people over these days, be able to see the spiritual need that's in their heart. Be able to pray with them, offer to pray with them, offer to share a kind word in the name of Jesus, offer to share Jesus with them. And for you personally, realize Jesus is real and He's over your life. And He's next to you. He's your Lord and He's sovereign and He is your friend. That's what Paul's trying to get across to Philemon here. He's saying, I pray that you're active in sharing your faith so that you would know all the good things we have in Jesus Christ. We have been desperate this week, haven't we? We've been desperate for power, electricity. We've been desperate for water. Some still are, and we pray for that and for them and want to help in those ways. We've been desperate for the things that we've gotten so used to. But here's what I want to encourage you. Be desperate for God. Be desperate for Jesus. Ask the Lord to do something in your heart and your life through this. Trust Him with this. Whether you were hit hard or not, give it to Him and allow God to take you through this time. I remember when one of the days, you know, all the days ran together. You remember when you couldn't even, what day is it? Was it Thursday? Was it Wednesday? Was it Friday? Was it Tuesday? Who knew? But I got up a little bit earlier than the rest of the family, and so I thought, you know what? It was safe at that time to do this. I got in my car, and I drove to go get a little breakfast. There's a McDonald's by our house, and I drove. I've never seen a line for gas in McDonald's so long. Gas station next to the McDonald's, packed, and it was like 7:30 in the morning. But I was like, man, people are desperate for food, desperate to be able to get gas. Let's be that desperate for God. And let's be that desperate for Jesus Christ. Because here's the deal. We can get really, really lazy in our walk with God. Let's let God take us to a place where He can meet us even deeper in the things of the heart. I want to encourage you that Jesus is sovereign over your life. And I want to encourage you that Jesus is right there next to you. And I want to encourage you to just reach out for Him because He is not far from you. He's right there with you. And you know, no guilt in the least, that's not what I'm trying to say, but these things can work for the good in our hearts. You know, there's people that are without electricity and water all the time. It's not just a week, it's a lifetime. It's often, I've been on the mission field and seen folks in different countries that our worst days are their best days they'll never even experience. And so let's learn as well and say, Lord, thank you, and let it develop gratitude. That's what we talked about last week, and it's still a good message for us to have gratitude in our heart. So Philemon is saying something to us in that verse 6, or Paul is saying something to Philemon, it's saying something to us in verse 6. He's saying, I want you to understand in sharing Christ, you'll understand deeper who I am in sharing Christ with your own heart, with your own family, and with those who need Jesus and salvation as well. I want you to understand what you have in Christ. He's your Lord and He's your friend. Now he goes further in verse 7, and I want to give you a few things as we love well and as we connect with people. Here's what it says in verse 7. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because, brother, you have refreshed the hearts of the saints. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. So when we love someone well, when you love your family well, when you love your friends well, when you love your life Bible study well, when you love your neighbor well, when you are loved well, and that's a part of it too, it's not just us doing this, it's also us doing this. When we are loved well in our hearts, are loved well, That does something. It brings three things to us that are found in that verse. And I want to give them to you because we all desperately need these things. The first one is great joy. Great joy. We desperately need great joy. In verse 7, it said, For I have great joy and encouragement, that's number 2, from your love. It comes from his love. Because the hearts of the saints, number 3, have been refreshed through you, brother. The first one is great joy. Do you need great joy? I need great joy. We need great joy. All of us do, especially when you go through trials. Great joy. Now, joy is different than circumstantial happiness. I like that too. Joy is different than amusement. Joy is a core element. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance so that you may be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing. That's James, Nehemiah. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Proverbs, if you were to go to Proverbs 11 and you would, if you were to go to Proverbs 16, verse 11, you would read this. You have revealed to me the path of life. And in your presence of Christ, lordship, friendship, in your presence, there is an abundance of joy. In your right hand are eternal pleasures, great joy. We need joy. Not that we're celebrating bad things that have happened. That's not what we're saying. But that we have a higher joy in Jesus Christ. It says, you know what? Pipes are broken. Heart is not broken. House has got water. Heart has got living water, and I can find joy even in the trials with you, Jesus. Now, joy can bring happiness. Joy can bring laughter. Joy can bring endurance, all these things. My word for the year, I try to pick a word for the year of each year, and so my 2021 word wasn't joy. That would have worked perfect with this message, but it wasn't. But it's a little off of that. It was the word laughter. Laughter. And I chose that word because I realized I didn't laugh much in 2020. There wasn't much to laugh about. Life was not funny. And the older you get, the less funny life gets. But yet, I still want to be a person who's a person of laughter. So my word for the year of 2021 is laughter. So I've tried to watch comedy stuff that's appropriate and clean and all that sort of thing, and to be able to laugh. I've tried to smile more. I've tried to laugh more. I've tried to have deeper joy in my heart. Laughter is my word for the year, but I want it to be more than just superficial laughter. I want it to be deeper joy, because joy will bring something, and laughter can be a part of that as well. It will bring a depth in your heart. And you know, so much of comedy nowadays is vulgar, it's offensive. We watch something and it goes off and it's basically some way to slam, or it goes back and forth on politics or whatever it is. It used to be in the old days, you kind of have, I read one little thing about this. It said that they used to make a joke about the Democrats and then a joke about the Republicans and a joke about Congress, and everybody could just kind of laugh and then they'd get on with the show. And now it's just like, no, we're going to just nail down on this one aspect, whatever side of the aisle you're on. So it can be vulgar. It can be offensive. It can be something you don't want to watch. But that's superficial, just happiness. And laughter can be a part of that. But there can be joy that comes in the morning. Though sorrow lasts for the night, joy comes in the morning. And so I want to encourage you, not that we just push through trials with some type of superficial laughter, but that we find a deeper joy in Jesus Christ to say, Lord, we're going to make it through. And that's what happens. It says, when Philemon's love gave Paul great joy. Paul went through tremendous trials of the Apostle Paul. And he says to Philemon, your love gave me great joy. And the joy of the Lord will be our strength. Number 2, deep encouragement. Paul received deep encouragement from Philemon. His love, Philemon's love, brought deep encouragement. What is deep encouragement? It's giving hope and support and confidence. And I want to give you hope today. I want to give you support today. I want to give you confidence today that we will make it through this. We've made it through every other trial that we've come through, but we're going to make it through this one as well. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. I've said that through this, from this very stage to this very empty room all throughout COVID. We're going to make it. We are making it. You are going to make it. The church is going to make it. You're going to make it. Hang in there. Be encouraged. Because Jesus is Lord and he is also friend, and God loves you and people love you, and you can have great joy in depth of your heart and also great encouragement as well. Life is very discouraging, very discouraging. It's tough. Life is tough, but we can have great encouragement when we see the love of our family, our friends, our church, our Lord. And we can love others. We can be an encouragement to them as well. We need each other. Remember, this is Philemon's love to Paul brings encouragement and it brings great joy. And it fits perfectly with what we've been saying. We've been saying, we is greater than me. We is greater than me. That was last week. That's this week as well. Better together weekends. Now it's two weekends. Better together weekend. Well, all of our campuses had these signs out in front of them. Better together, we is greater than me. And then on the other side, we is greater than me, better together. So same thing, just different emphasis. So I stole this sign out of the parking lot just a little bit ago because I wanted to use this point, better together. I want you to draw your attention to the word better, better together. Philemon's love for Paul brought encouragement, and we are better together. We is greater than me. It doesn't say we're bitter together. It says we're better together. The only thing you got to trade to make better bitter is put an I in the center of the word. If you put I in the center of the word, you'll end up bitter together. But if we leave it as it is, better together. So let's don't put ourselves in the center. Let's let God be in the center and let's be together in the center to be able to say, God, we want to be better together and be able to encourage one another with the love that we have in our hearts to be encouragement, to be great joy, to give great joy. And then number three and finally, refreshed. He says, brother, you have refreshed my heart. Does your heart need refreshment? Mine does. Mine does. It's been a tough week on our family. It's been a tough week for church. It's been a tough week as a leader. It's been a tough week as a Houstonian, as a Texan. It's been a tough week for all of us. And we need refreshment of our hearts. So Lord, over all, friend that is right there with me, the love of God, the love of others makes me a person with great joy in the depths, not just happiness. It makes me a person that can have deep encouragement and give deep encouragement. And it makes me a person that can have a refreshed heart and my love can refresh somebody else's heart. Proverbs 11:25, love this verse. One of my favorite verses. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So if we refresh others, we ourselves will be refreshed. Proverbs 25:25. Good news from a distant land is like cold water to a parched throat. And I got good news from a distant land of Jesus dying on the cross for you and living his life for you. Good news from a distant land of being able to come from Israel in the Bible where he died, to hear right where you are in Houston, to hear good news, and it can be like cold water, good drinking water to a parched throat, refreshed hearts. And I want you to know it's dangerous to live from the heart because it can get broken and it can get chipped and it can get hurt. I'm not talking about what's your dream and you live this kind of like I'm gonna go hang gliding later on today. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a refreshed heart that you live with your heart for God. Not a heart of just what's your bucket list. A heart for God. And it's dangerous because it's like using fine china for everyday wear, for everyday plates. But let's do that. Let's live from the heart and share from the heart and minister from the heart as well. Because the fine china might get chipped, but it also adds a lot of beauty to the table. So what's Paul telling us? He's telling Philemon, hey, Philemon, God is over all things. And I pray that you're active in sharing your faith so that you may know everything that you have in Jesus Christ, that he is Lord over your circumstance. He's the friend that's next to you. And your love and my love to somebody else and their love to me will bring me encouragement. It will bring me refreshment. It will bring me joy. And it will bring me a heart for God. Let's get desperate for those things. It's been a very difficult week. And I'm so sorry for what you've gone through. But we're going to make it together. We're going to be better together, and we're going to make it through this together as the body of Christ and as a city. And God's going to lead us through all of this. And we're going to actually be better together as we go through this. So let me give you just a last closing thing as we wrap up. Hang with me. So what's our action point? Here's our action point. Let's be people that receive love from God. Let's be people that give our love to God. Let's be people that receive love from others. And let's be people that give love to others. And if that little circle will form, I'm telling you, we got something good happening right there. And we'll make it through this. So how do we help? We help organically and organizationally. Organic and organizational. Okay, let me explain this. When you go through a disaster relief kind of thing, and that's really where we are, it's really three parts. It's rescue, it's relief, and it's rebuild. Rescue, we got to get out of the situation, get safety. Relief, we're going to try to help in that situation, get the bottle of water, get all that. And then it's rebuild. We got to get the pipes fixed and all of those sort of things happen. We've got to do those things organically and organizationally. Here's what I mean. Organically, Life Bible study classes and neighborhoods minister to one another. So here's what you do. Your Life Bible study class, we have about 85% of our church is involved in a Life Bible study class. Here's how you meet people's needs. You in Life Bible study go, who needs needs? Who has needs? Who needs something? What's going on? How can we help? And then that Life Bible study class goes, we're on it, and they help in that way. That's a great, great thing. That's the first way to be very organic with that and to say, we want to help in that way. In your neighborhood, look on your street, look in your neighborhood and say, okay, how can I help? What can I be a part of? We had people bringing us pool water so we could flush the commodes. So people are literally in our neighborhood brought us buckets of water and they were like texting me, hey, it's outside your garage. We're like, thank you, Lord. Thank you to our neighbor as well. What a blessing. Let's have our minds looking. That's how we do it organically. And that's very, very important. And that will help to be able to get things right as they need to be. Secondly, organizationally, if you need help, here's what I want you to do. If you need help, we want you to text the word HOPE, H-O-P-E, HOPE to 81411. HOPE to 81411. We've got a form on there that you'll be able to fill out so that we can figure out how we can help you in that. Now, we're not in the construction business. We're not going to become a plumber. We can't sheetrock. I mean, you know, there's skilled labor that's necessary in this, but we will try to help in whatever ways we can in those ways. If you would like to help in giving to the Disaster Relief Fund, you can text HOPE as well to 81411, and there'll be a link on there for you to be able to give. And so we'll be able to help people and to be helped in that same thing of being able to do that with HOPE to 81411. On our website, we've got information. You can click on there to be able to do that as well. We'd love to do that. Here's what we're doing. We are going to go to our city this week. We were supposed to give to the nations next Sunday, February 28th. It was going to be our world mission offering. We're going to take a new date for that. We're going to take a time out and pick a new date for that. It's just not the right time for us to get our focus on giving to to the nations. We're going to do that, but today or next week's not the week to do that. So we're going, as we always will and always have and always will do, to our nation. And we're going to pick a new date for the world mission offering. February 28th is not going to be our date to be able to push that further out. And we'll find that new date to then go in a giving way to the nation. So organically and organizationally is how we're going to make a difference. Can I tell you some things that have already happened to give you great joy, to give you encouragement, to give you refreshment? Let me just tell you a few things that are happening. One of our church members had 14 people in her house. She lost power early in the week, and she got to host all these folks in her house as she was able to draw them together and then for the power to be able to come back on. LBS member went to somebody's house in their LBS class when their pipes broke on Tuesday. He bravely got through all the icy roads and got there with his tools and he fixed the pipes so that that family could have water, which is really incredible. Help them dry up the kitchen floor. We've had some folks that went and brought drinking water to other folks when their water had been turned off. We had a lady that she's a widow in our church, and she said to her 94-year-old mom, come stay with me, mom. And so she was together to ride out the storm with her mom as a widow and this elderly lady as well. Our church, we've been able to deliver a generator and cleaning supplies. We got the call from my home church, the church where I became a Christian. And they said, hey, can you help us? And we said, yes, we can. And we were able to help Wilcrest Baptist Church in A-Leaf area of our town, significant interior flooding, and we were able to help them. We were able to deliver food to families that were connected with a middle school that had no water and little to no food. We were able to deliver water and food to a children's ministry with 140 kids ages 10 through 17 that were living in a shelter and they had no water at all. We were able to pick up food that was going to perish with Trader Joe's. We have a great relationship with Trader Joe's. And so we picked up food and were able to quickly distribute it within 2 hours. We were able to get that food out for the groceries for 41 refugee families desperately in need in kind of the Harwin area of our city with no power, no heat, little food, little water. Those are some things that are already happening. The stories will continue to roll in as you step out and as we step out as a church. So what am I trying to tell you? Here's what I'm trying to tell you. We are going to make it. Jesus is the Lord. He knew this was going to be like this. He is also the friend. He knows broken pipes. He knows broken hearts. And if we'll receive the love of God and we'll show the love of God and we'll receive the love of our friends and family and we'll really rest in it, that love, Paul tells Philemon, it brings joy, it brings encouragement, and it brings refreshment. And what do we desperately need right now? You need it, I need it, everybody in Houston needs it. We need joy that's deeper than circumstance. We need encouragement and we need refreshment. And what are we gonna do about these things? We're gonna be organic. And we're going to be organizational as well as we step out to meet the needs of our city. Let's pray together and we'll close in a word of worship. Father, we thank you that you are a good God, even in the midst of trials and storms, literally storms of ice. In our case, we pray for our city, our state, for our leaders. We lift them up to you at all levels, Lord. And we pray, God, that we would realize all that we have in you. Would you take just a moment in your heart and pray to God and say, Lord, I heard you on that point. Ask him to refresh your heart. Ask him to give you encouragement. Ask him to give you hope and joy. Go to God in just this next few moments. You don't know Christ as Savior, today's the day. Ask him to save your soul. Jesus, we trust you in a pandemic. We trust you in an ice storm. We trust you in the aftermath. We trust you through it all. You are Lord, you are friend, and you love us well. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Houston's First Baptist Church. We invite you to worship with us at one of our 4 locations, at The Loop, Cypress, Downtown, or Siena. Follow us on social media or visit us online at houstonsfirst.org.